Talk Live, the Monday night edition of the show. As always, we're here with you until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can take control of the phones. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Yeah, and you can talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes, if you make the call. If not, well, then we'll bring up stuff that interests us. And tonight, we have got just a load of show prep. I've got an email box just overflowing with various different topics. Johnson, you walked in tonight with a book full of topics.
As always.
And you're very well prepared. And we got another, just a whole lot of great stories. I don't even know where to start. Why don't we start with you, Johnson? Pick one of your issues, and we will get to it. But first, I need to tell you to go to our website. It is freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the archives, the last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described. Oh, wait a minute. No. Make that 7 months. Did I say 6 days? 7 months of the show.
It used to be 6 days.
Yeah, I did. Right there on the front page of the website. And there's no logging in. There's no membership fee. There's none of that stuff that you get on those other talk shows' websites. We don't have that. You just go get them for free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's
yes.
freestateproject.org.
Speaking of the Free State Project, let's go to the Free State, New Hampshire, with Dave. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, lads.
Hey.
Well, I had a happy announcement to share with you. Apparently, we've had a record turnout at the most recent Free Stater protest.
Is that right?
And that was a turnout of 27 at the Walmart anti-RFID protest.
All right. Now, Dave, hold on a second. We were a little critical of this one before, and I'll be critical of it this time. It wasn't all Free Staters.
Oh, that's correct, but it never is. No protest is ever all Free Staters.
And you were protesting
anyway.
I thought Walmart's use of RFID was actually pretty commendable. I thought Walmart was the best, so far the best use of these RFIDs, which is just they're doing is tagging their shipping, tagging their products.
I don't know. I mean, the lady that was in there was finding them on products. There was a lady with the Caspian organization who'd come up to New Hampshire to participate in the protest, the national organization, and she, I guess, took some of the. I didn't actually go to the protest, but the folks that were there, she took some of them on a tour inside the Walmart. And showed them all the different places where RFID chips were. But what triggered that protest was the fact that there was one found in a printer that was sold at Walmart.
Okay, now let's just reset here. Can you define what this RFID is for people that have never heard of it before?
An RFID chip is a tracking spy chip device used to keep track of an item. And although different stores use them differently, they can in theory be used to actually track the person who owns the item. By emitting a radio frequency.
Quite simply, what RFID stands for is radio frequency identification.
Correct.
Just a chip that gives off a radio signal with some information. It's basically a radio barcode.
Actually, it doesn't just give off information. It only gives information when queried.
When powered.
Right.
When powered, and that could be any number of things. I mean,
that's true.
If it's powered and it's giving off a signal and something's within range to pick up the signal...
Well, no, it can't be powered unless there's something shooting it with the signal to power it with.
Right.
Basically, for instance, the way Walmart's using it for the most part is back in the stockroom level, where you've got a pallet full of TV sets, or a pallet full of something smaller than that, for instance, and you want to know exactly how many items are on that pallet. Well, you shoot it with the RFID gun, and that alerts, that kind of... turns on all of the little RFID chips in each of the boxes, and then they kind of light up and say, "Oh, we're here, and here's the products that we represent." That's
okay. I have a question because I know Dave's anti these RFID tags.
I'm more pro activity. You know, I don't know a ton about the RFID thing. I'm just glad to see Free Staters doing something.
My biggest question is, these are soon going to be embedded into passports and whatnot, and probably the national ID, when that comes down the road, are going to have these RFID tags. What I want is, I've just got this kind of just a side question, because I know how to create something, and what I want to know is, how much would you pay for like a little pouch, a little envelope, that would block all RFID signals? I want to know what do you think I should price that at?
That's a great idea. You
I know how to make them, and I'm curious as to what you think I should price it at.
Really? Well, I mean, the market's going to decide, not me, but I'm sure you could get, you know, 10 or 15 bucks for them.
I was thinking 100 bucks. I mean, a paranoiac, somebody that is really freaked out about being identified or whatever, is going to be willing to pay more than that.
You could probably charge $50 at first, then you have to bring the price down as competition.
So what are these things called?
I haven't come up with a name yet, but I don't want to give up the secret.
You can't talk about that.
Yeah, I can't give it out yet.
Saxo lead?
No, lead would be it'd be poison. You can't do that. You know?
I commend you for doing that. And by the way, for those who don't know, it is good to have a passport and buy one now, because you can get a lot more privacy by using a passport than a license.
Yeah, I say now's a good time to get the passports, because they are going to be putting the RFID chips in there pretty soon, if not very quickly.
Yes, it'll just make the market for my anti-RFID wallets even bigger.
And I think that, you know, I'm kind of with you, Dave. I feel like more activity is a good thing up there in the Free State, although I don't know if this was necessarily something that Free Staters, in my opinion, should have been involved in, but I can't control them. They can do whatever they want to. Personally, it doesn't bother me that Walmart puts tags on whatever it is they sell me, because I'm not really too concerned about the government doing a flyover of my home, shooting me with an RFID checker, and finding out that I have a new HP printer in my house. I mean, really, that kind of information doesn't really bug me that stuff would get out, personally.
But the stuff you cannot predict that is dangerous.
Absolutely. And I think what's most dangerous is... really, what RFID presents a risk to is when you have government utilizing it. So government utilizing it in passports or the new Real ID cards, for instance. Or what's worse is when government colludes with big corporations, when government, you know, partners up with Walmart or one of these other companies to have some sort of an information sharing program. That would disturb me. I would definitely protest that.
I could think of several reasons where just purely private industry could cause problems with this. In the form of spam, in the form of, you know, them scanning all your stuff, you know, like some, you know, maybe Walmart, for example, tags other products, and they send trucks out and they scan your house, they see what you have and drop mailers in your mailbox or something. I don't know, you know.
I kind of like getting mailers. I kind of like those targeted mailers.
I agree, but I could see how it could become.
I think they kind of infuriate me. Now, there's a difference.
Especially if you have, like, illicit products.
Too. I mean, it depends on the address you live in, too. I lived in, one of the best, let's say the most affluent zip code in my particular county.
And when Manwich has all those sex toys in his, you know, and they're leaving him, like, little flyers in his mailbox.
Nah, none of that.
All the inappropriate.
But they send me more than they send anybody else. So my mailbox would be full every day of this crap.
Huh.
And I don't want it.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, I'm only going to refi my house maybe once every 10 years. Stop sending me these damn pieces of paper. I have all the credit cards I need. Thank you very much. No, I don't want your little... I do like the samplers of shampoo. I do like them. But I use them. And I get, like, I haven't bought a razor in years. Because they just keep on sending me...
I've never been sent a shampoo sampler.
Neither have I.
You've
got to
get the right zip code, buddy.
That's because I'm not a metro. Dave, you've got some... You've got some exciting stuff coming up, though. I tell you, I mean, the RFID thing, good, but I think that the next protest that you guys are going to be doing up there is really the exciting one. What's next?
You mean the Social Security card thing?
Yeah.
Really? You think that's all that exciting?
But people publicly burning their Social Security cards? That doesn't happen too often.
We've done it before.
You have?
But it wasn't really announced very well.
Well, it's been announced. In fact, the main guy behind the burning has been having email conversations with one of the cops in the area, and they've basically escalated their email conversation. It's interesting. We'll give you the details coming up. Dave, thanks for the update as always. 800-259-5791. The cops and the Free Staters, things are getting a little heated. We'll tell you about it coming up next. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to wake up and reverse fatigue. Modern-day fatigue has gotten so bad that numerous cups of coffee, napping, and a good night's sleep aren't doing the trick. Well, now there's a homeopathic remedy for fatigue called Torox, and it's brought to you by your trusted nutritional provider, the Allergy Research Group. In small clinical studies, over 90% of patients with moderate to severe fatigue experienced a reduction in fatigue. From our observations, Torox appears to be effective for fatigue associated with a variety of causes. Because Torox is homeopathic, it contains no pesticides or toxic metals. Torox's active ingredient is carbobenzoxybeta-alanyltaurine, or COBAT, which is an amino acid derivative. Torox has undergone considerable basic chemical testing and has been found to be an extremely useful homeopathic product. Backed by GCN's own Dr. Deagle, Torox can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRIMedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, and you can call in about anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on the site there for you, including the updates section. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send you an update. As I did over the weekend, because we have ourselves a brand new Shriner on the website. We'll tell you about the Shrine of Female Listeners a little bit later, but for now, go to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. Get yourself signed up for our updates list. Like everything else at freetalklive.com, it is totally free. So we had Dave call in a moment ago from New Hampshire, the Free State, and he was telling us actually a little bit about an upcoming protest that they've got going on up there. It's going to be a Social Security card burning. Basically, what's going to happen is the Free Staters who are interested in participating are going to be going to the Social Security Administration building. I think it's going to be the Concord one. And they're going to have like a metal pail, something that they can put their Social Security cards in and safely burn them. That way they can't get arrested for violating some sort of fire ordinance or something like that.
Yeah, that would be bad.
So Russell Canning, who's also known as the Unidentified Flying Objector, because he's been arrested before doing civil disobedience protests. He's also leading this one. And so he stepped out to the forefront again. And in advance of the entire event, he has contacted the Concord PD, the Concord Police Department.
Well, they do need to know about this sort of thing.
Well, you know, he...
Got to keep order.
Well, he wanted to sort of feel things out in advance. He wanted to find out if, in advance, if they might be breaking any laws. Because it's impossible for a citizen, it's impossible for one of us to go through all the tomes of law books to try to discover whether or not you're going to break a law by taking a step. I mean, there's so many laws.
It's completely impossible to know. Yeah. I mean, there are so many laws about so many things.
Like, no, but we'll make a regulation in time for this protest.
Could be. Yeah, that might be kind of the negative side of telegraphing yourself. But they, you know, they always announce their protests in advance. They promote it to the news. So the cops know in advance of New Hampshire freedom protests. And so in this case, the conversation with the cop has gotten pretty interesting. After the first few emails, he's sent emails to the cop.
Back and forth.
Right, which is a great thing to do. If you're communicating with bureaucrats, communicate via written communication. That way you have evidence of what you said. So eventually the cop comes back and says, go ahead, give me a call at blah, blah, blah. And so Russell wrote back and said, no, I don't want to call you. Let's continue emailing so I can share this with my friends. And he actually told the cop, you can come read this thread over here at nhfree.com if you want to. And the cop wrote back after he said, you can come see this at nhfree.com. The cop said, I'm afraid to click on that link. I kind of found that funny. I mean, these big tough cops, you know, they're ready to save the world. But, whoa, click on a link. That's scary to them.
It could be, you never know, when somebody puts a link in your
spyware
email.
Spyware and all that stuff.
It could not even be a link.
I understand that.
It could be downloading a program. That happened to me today.
Also,
I thought there was a link, and I got an EXE file. Yeah, trying to download. And
also, as a government employee, if you go to a forum or something like that, and there's anything of an adult nature, you can lose your job. Like that.
Hmm. Really? Government employees lose their jobs because they go to
put
all
material? Yeah, absolutely. That can happen. Absolutely.
Sounds like it's difficult, but maybe it can happen. Yeah. Anyway, so they continue trading a few emails, and the most recent, happenings here, again, he emails back. Now the cop is just emailing back one sentence email saying, I think we need to talk, Russell. So Russell emails back this. He says, is that in order? Do we need to talk? I'm tired of your attitude. You seem to think that you're in charge of me. Do I need to remind you that you serve the public? If you're not comfortable in that servant role, maybe you should find a new line of work. You asked me where I lived. I answered you, and then you asked the same thing back and got no response. I have told you what I'm going to do, and I want to make sure that you guys don't hassle me and my friends. If you want more information, you can email me. Please read up on the right for New Hampshire residents to open carry before you attend our event, so you won't do something that you regret later. From Russell. Mm-hmm. Now, he took a bit of a curt tone with this particular police officer, and I'm actually a little bit concerned for Russell.
Yes, yeah, I am too.
Because I don't know, I don't think there are quite enough Free Staters up there to back him up should something get nasty. And I don't know much about the Concord Police Department, but I know about the Southern Police Departments, and if you were to start stirring the pot around here with emails like that,
you could have a SWAT team out there.
Yeah, there's a good chance the SWAT team's going to come to your house in advance and just crack your head in, or possibly pull you over on a dark road sometime if you're ever driving around at night, and beat the crap out of you on the side of the road. I mean, that kind of stuff is known to happen. You don't want to kick the hornet's nest until you're good and ready, until you have a good amount of people on your side. So I'm a little concerned for Russell's safety in regards to this. But nonetheless, an interesting perspective.
It will be interesting to see. And you know, I didn't hear anything in there that I felt like was wrong. The cop is a public servant, and in New Hampshire, you're allowed to carry a gun on your hip.
Exactly, and that's what they're going to be doing at the Social Security protest. So not only are they going to be burning their Social Security cards, many of them are going to be armed openly, which, again, it's exciting to me. If you want to share your thoughts, 800-259-5791. So then the cop responds by saying, Russell, what's the date again that you're going to show up to the Social Security office? So Russell finally writes back, and this is where it leaves off for now.
The date doesn't really matter either. It's the legality of whether or not they can have the protest.
So get this response from Russell. He says, you're not too swift, are you? Every single email I have sent you has had the date in the subject line. I sure hope you're not an investigator. This is what the taxpayers are paying for? So we'll keep you up to date on what's going to happen there with the Social Security protest. I think that's happening on Saturday, so we will clue you in. 800-259-5791 to Johnson. Where are we going next, sir?
Well, we've covered some cop stories in the past here about cops shooting dogs.
Yes.
And
family dogs.
Kind of an interesting story from a different angle.
Okay.
Cop shoots parakeet?
Cop kills canary.
War on birds. When Marv Sherva of Coon Rapids shot at a pack of wolves that attacked his hunting dog while he and the dog were hunting...
Because you're not going to get attacked by wolves any place but Coon Rapids. Coon Rapids.
He was at Coon Rapids, and when he shot at a pack of wolves that attacked his hunting dog...
What do you suppose the population is of Coon Rapids?
It doesn't say that in there?
Like, what's the guy's name?
I don't know. It doesn't
matter.
Is there
a quote from the mayor?
His name is Marv Sherva.
Is there a quote from the mayor of Coon Rapids?
Maybe.
Because I don't think Coon Rapids is anything really but a postal designation.
Marv might just be the population of Coon Rapids.
Probably in New Hampshire.
I think Coon Rapids is just a place on a river.
Anyway. So, he shot at a pack of wolves while he and his hunting dog were out hunting ruffed grouse recently near Hibbing. He succeeded in saving the...
In case you want to know what a grouse is, it's a wild chicken.
Yeah, it's like a pheasant. Yeah.
Cluck, cluck. A pheasant is to a...
He succeeded in saving his dog.
Why don't you just let him read, okay?
But he entered a legal gray area.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Endangered species.
We told Sherva's tale in this space last Sunday. His 7-year-old Brittany Buck escaped the incident with 20 stitches.
Uh-huh. Oh, so those wolves were tearing up his dog. Basically.
Yeah, absolutely. The dog was working ahead of Sherva when the wolves attacked. One veered toward Sherva, he reported. Sherva said he fired his shotgun 3 times, likely hitting one wolf, but all ran off. Wolves are protected under the Federal Endangered Species
That's
Act.
That's what I thought. Let's talk about that, because the Endangered Species Act is insane. If you want to protect animals, the last place you should turn to is your loving federal government. We'll explain why. This is your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agerica's Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agerica's Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agerica's Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agerica's Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streams available for you. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free at freetalklive.com. So we are talking about a little story that you have, Johnson, about a man who was hunting. And he was hunting with his dog, which is man's best friend. And apparently the dog was up ahead doing what hunting dogs do.
Hunting things.
When wolves apparently jumped out at it, a pack of wolves, and started to attack this man's dog.
Mm-hmm.
The man then fired a shot or two or three or whatever and, I guess, injured at least one of the wolves.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Saved his dog's life.
Right.
The dog had, what, 20 stitches?
Yeah, 20 stitches.
It was torn up.
Yeah, really badly torn up.
What happened next?
Well, last week, before this article, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officials who haven't investigated Chirva's case emphasized that the law doesn't allow a person to shoot a wolf, even to protect property like a hunting dog. A wolf can only be shot to protect human life. There is no provision in the Act or the regulations that allow for citizens to take wolves to protect their property, said Pat Lund, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service resident bureaucrat.
How did they get called in? Was it, did he go to the hospital, or did he take his dog to the hospital and tell them the story? I mean, how did the Bureau of Forests, or whoever the hell they are, end up getting called in on this?
I'm not sure
that they were, in fact, called in on this. Were they called in on this particular issue?
They found out about it somehow.
Okay. But I don't know.
I hate this language. I hate stuff like this.
Yeah,
you don't have the right to defend your dog.
It says, you can certainly scare them off as long as it doesn't result in any physical harm of a threatened species.
Scare them off with a bullet in the head.
The law states any person may take a gray wolf in Minnesota in defense of his own life or the lives of others. That's so weird. May take. I'll take. Like in wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird.
As kill, in to take one's
it
life.
Doesn't, yeah, but it doesn't say kill. It's just weird that it uses that word take.
The law is weird like that.
Yeah.
Use silly words.
Lund said enforcement officers and prosecutors can use their discretion when it comes to prosecuting cases, taking specific circumstances into consideration. It says here in the article, according to this author's opinion, that it appears unlikely that Sherva will get into hot water. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. The author's assumption of this case. But,
I think it's unlikely that bureaucrats would pass up an opportunity to grandstand.
Yeah, I agree.
Even if this particular gentleman doesn't face the wrath of the bureaucrats, the fact is somebody at some point doing the same thing will.
Yeah. Well, even if it's not in such a terrible situation, I mean, the Endangered Species Act is what's at fault here. The law that was passed, I think it was back in the 70s, that was passed in order to allegedly protect the so-called endangered species. Well, it's really done nothing of the sort. I mean, over time, more and more species have been added to the Endangered Species Act. I don't think very many have been taken off. And what's worse is that you can't protect things by passing laws. It's just kind of like you can't change people's behavior by passing a law in order to change it.
You can't save
the wolves by passing a law that says that you can't kill wolves.
I don't know if you know what? You're going to have to convince me on this one, too, because I am not with you on this. The fact is, they've been very successful reintroducing the red wolf to the wild, and Bart, I would say, to some extent, having to do with the endangered
species. Who's they? You don't even know.
I don't know who's done it. The fact is, the red wolf is back, and it wasn't. at one
likely
point.
As a result of private efforts as opposed to the government. I don't know either. You don't know, so you're just totally
okay.
Pulling that one.
The fact is that there's going to be a demand for stuffed bald eagles, right? Would you say that's so? There is a demand for stuffed bald eagles.
Maybe so.
Okay. And...
yeah, let's focus on the bald eagle, since that's America's icon.
It's just one, and I'm sure it's on the endangered species.
But it's an emotional one, so let's talk
it is,
about
it's good.
It.
And that price will... there will be a price based on the on the demand and the supply of...
There's not a lot of bald eagles, so it'd be a high price, wouldn't it?
Well, let's be clear that there's not a lot of bald eagles, and it's highly illegal to shoot them.
Yes.
Okay? So now that affects the price.
Of course.
Now, if you, in fact, take the law away, the price goes down.
Yeah.
But because the supply goes up, because people are more willing to shoot them. And they do.
Wait. Why would the supply go up again?
Because you've taken away the law that hinders people from wanting to shoot those bald eagles.
Well, now,
if I think I'm going to go to prison, the possibility exists strongly that I'm going to go to prison for 10
You're
years
missing
for shooting that eagle.
One factor, Manwich. Let's think about the war on drugs and what prohibition does to the war on drugs. If you take away the war on drugs, people can then go and buy their drugs at any old outlet store, any department store, and it's no problem, right? And the price drops dramatically, supplies everywhere, it's no problem.
You can buy your bald eagles at any...
You could buy bald eagles if we legalized them. Yes, exactly right. If you make it so people can own and breed and sell any animal they wish... then they'll flourish. And in fact, it's been proven in African countries where, for instance,
you're probably right.
Where, for instance,
you're right.
In certain countries, elephants are outlawed. In certain countries, it's legal to raise elephants. Now, of course, ivory's still valuable all around the world, but which countries do you think the elephant populations are dwindling in?
I would imagine the ones where you can't own elephants and the ones where they're protected legally and they're little natural preserves.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
People go out and kill them.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's your answer, man, which we legalize the animal trade, just like we've talked about with the war on birds. If you want bald eagles to flourish, take them out of the hands of the government. There is no worse place to put an animal species that you care about than in the hands of bureaucrats who don't care about anything beyond their paychecks.
You're right.
Somebody tell me I'm wrong. 800-259-5791.
Well, there's
such a pushover.
There's a little
it's the truth, though. I mean, the fact is, now I realize that the Endangered Species Act, I realize, protects birds from getting shot, but I didn't really, I didn't take it to the end.
It doesn't
protect
birds from being shot any more than the war on drugs protects people from snorting cocaine.
It imprisons people that have been caught for shooting
those
birds.
Those who get caught.
Okay.
Yes. Just like the war on drugs imprisons those who get caught.
Okay.
Sure.
So it does that, but what I didn't realize is it makes illegal the owning of those animals. And that's where really the problem comes in. Because you can start a breeding program for eagles.
Let me finish off the tail end of this article.
Nobody cares about
your article. We can move on.
I want to know what
this is. If we don't know that one was injured or killed, it's not really a law enforcement issue that we could do much with, Lund, the wildlife guy, said.
Well, there's your tip. Don't clue the law enforcement officers in that you shot the wolf.
He said
if the law enforcement officer sees you shoot a wolf, shoot him too.
There you go.
He said his office investigates 5 to 15 cases of wolf killings in Minnesota each year. Two cases involving possible prosecution are pending at the U.S. Attorney's Office. Wolf attacks on dogs are not unheard of. Every year there are a number of dogs taken by wolves, said Phil Delphi of U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist. They're in Minnesota.
It was brilliant. 800-259-5791. So I want to hear from somebody that honestly believes that we should have endangered species, that the government should be in the business of so-called protecting these endangered species. And by the way, endangered species doesn't just have to do with animals like wolves and bald eagles. It also has to do with fish and flowers as well. I mean, there's plants that are considered endangered species. So if you think that the government should control these things, 800-259-5791, that's 1-800-259-5791, you can take control of the show like Nick in Sarasota is going to do coming up next. It's Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member.
The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment. Cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, talking about endangered species. And how it is that it's really the government that's putting these species in danger by trying to protect them. And that's simply because the government just fails at everything it tries to do. Everything! In fact, if you ever ask the government to do something, be prepared, because it will typically do the complete opposite of whatever it is that you are asking them to do. So, in the case of endangered species, the government says, we're going to protect hundreds of endangered species from extinction because we're the government, and we have uniforms, and we carry weapons. Yeah. And that's it. I mean, who the hell are they? Anyway, so the government protects these so-called protects these endangered species when, in fact, it's essentially a prohibition on owning and handling and selling and breeding all of these endangered species. It's prohibition. Mm-hmm. Well, prohibition doesn't work for drugs. Prohibition doesn't work for prostitution. And prohibition doesn't work for animal ownership. Let's go to the phones because I'm looking for somebody that thinks the government should prohibit animal endangered species ownership. Let's talk to Nick in Sarasota, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
I was just curious what your alternative to the government-run program would be.
The free market, where people can buy, sell, trade, breed and own animals as they choose.
Organizations like there's a bunch of different organizations.
The Nature Conservancy.
You can imagine that cows are a valuable animal to have, as is an elephant or a tiger. I mean, people pay lots of money for tiger penises or something.
I don't know.
No, it's for potency.
Yeah.
People not here in America, over in the Middle East, not the Middle East, but the Far East, they do.
Sure they buy them in Oriental import stores.
I tell you, I learned something new every night here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, there you go. Just like cows, all animals are valuable.
So there are plenty of organizations that would breed and, help promote the species. There are organizations that do that now. Just nature-friendly people.
But how would these organizations, enforce their protection?
What do you mean? When you say enforce, what do you mean?
Stop, poachers.
Well, hold on. Now stop for just a second. Think about this. Why do poachers exist?
Because of ivory and other different animal hides.
So poachers want to get their hands on the animals so they can turn them into products and sell them, right?
Well, poachers only exist because of the government patrol. Otherwise, everyone would be doing it. Poachers are just people who risk...
Poacher is a term for somebody doing something illegal.
Well, a poacher is also... Well, okay, yes. And typically it means somebody going on someone else's property and shooting an animal and then taking that animal and selling it. But if people own their animals, they'll protect them just like you'd protect your dog or your cat if someone was trying to kill it. Don't you think?
Well, here's the... however, in Africa, where there's just hundreds and thousands of animals, someone can't own all those animals. And
sure they can. Absolutely sure they can, especially if it's, it's just out there. I mean, animals, if there's so many of them, they would be very cheap. You could buy hundreds of, you could buy thousands.
Nick, since you bring up Africa.
Diamond elephant.
Since you bring up Africa, this will blow your mind, Nick. I mentioned this earlier in the last segment, but I didn't have the numbers in front of me. Well, here you go. Elephant hunting has been banned in Kenya. That's Africa. In 1989, the animals in Kenya were only numbered 19,000. There were only 19,000 elephants in 1989. In 1979, there were 65,000. So they banned them from being hunted, and then the amounts of elephants dropped. So let's compare Kenya to Zimbabwe, where homesteading claims of natives to elephants on their land have been respected. Now, these are just natives. These aren't technologically advanced groups of scientists or people that are, really interested in protecting all of their land and monitoring every single elephant on it. These are just natives. Well, in Zimbabwe, elephant products can be legally sold, so naturally the natives protect their valuable elephants from the poachers. The natives raise as many elephants as possible so they can sponsor safaris and sell elephant ivory, hide, and meat. As a result, the elephant population has increased from 30,000 to 43,000 over the past 10 years in Zimbabwe.
I also know a couple of people who have been over to Zimbabwe, rich, entrepreneurs and philanthropists who just... want to take a trip over to Zimbabwe to, hang out with natives and see elephants and whatnot.
What?
Because of tourism.
Right. So there you go, Nick. The answer is to just simply allow people to own animals and they will just naturally want to protect them. Doesn't that make sense?
Well, you're comparing a capitalist society to a tribe that's been living with these animals for their whole lives. It's very different. Well, look at
these people are killing
during the Western movement where buffaloes were just slaughtered for fun.
Nobody owned them.
That's the problem
they
with
weren't property.
That's the problem with communal property.
But they can own them.
Would you like to outlaw cows from being owned? I mean, lots of people own cows and slaughter them and profit from them. Would you like to outlaw that?
Cows aren't at risk of being extinct.
Well, I think that we're just talking about animals, period. The reason buffalo were slaughtered is because they were just roaming out there free and nobody owned them. These are just wild animals. Do you understand?
Well, they were on the danger list for a while. That's why I brought them up.
Hey, get this. Here's an idea for you, Nick. Why do you think that the cows, there's so many damn cows out there? Do you think it's just there just naturally with a whole bunch of cows and we just haven't managed to kill them all off at this point? Do you think that at some point we'll end up endangering cows? Do you think that's possible? Do you think it's possible to endanger cows, Nick?
Eventually, yes. Just like we did with the buffalo.
Why?
Well, if we have abandoned disregard like we did for a majority of animals.
Abandoned disregard. Well, you don't seem to understand what capitalism is about. Capitalism is about making people happy, making your customers happy. And if all of a sudden McDonald's runs out of hamburger patties, they're going to have some angry customers. So don't you think it's in McDonald's best interest to propagate the cows? Don't you think
grow
it's
more cows than they kill?
To replace the cows that they kill with new cows?
Oh, you make them McDonald's doesn't serve real meat anyways.
All right, Nick. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. When you corner a socialist, they just go totally absurd on you. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. David's coming up.
More calls new cows.
As well.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Yes, according to Nick the Socialist, cows will be endangered someday because of those filthy capitalists.
But not piggies. They taste too good.
Need more cowbell.
It's just so silly. After I gave him an example showing that letting people own animals propagates those animals, he totally disregards
it. No.
Indoctrinated.
You're not being indoctrinated, yes, but you're not being fair. The concepts of capitalism are left on people of today. Completely left. They don't, you know, demand for elephants? He's like, wow, demand for elephants. He hadn't quite.
Right, he can't process.
Hasn't had a chance to take it in yet.
Right.
Just give him a little while to say, oh yeah, people will pay really good money for that ivory. So, consequently, elephants are worth something. People will invest time and money and energy
because they're greedy.
It's livestock.
The other thing is that, I'm sorry, I take issue with libertarians on this, is that libertarians aren't sensitive enough to the fact that most people, when they think of a libertarian, think that they are talking to somebody who is a corporate whore.
Yeah.
You're for corporations because you think businesses should be allowed to do what they want. Well, corporations are an entity of the government, and people don't understand that. We want to eliminate corporations.
I'm all for business.
Period.
I'm all for business. Run by individuals, not some faceless corporation.
That's the concept that's hard for most people to grasp, is that businesses without corporations mean there's no force. Means that there's responsibility, which means that the only way to succeed in business when you don't have the government there to force people to do what you want is to make them happy, to make them want your product.
Exactly. 800-259-5791. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can vote for our show at vote.freetalklive.com. We do need your votes. It helps us get more listeners. It helps us get more free press. Vote.freetalklive.com. To David in Pennsylvania. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, David.
Well, first I'd like to start out by with your thing about cows. It won't be capitalists that ruin them. It'll be Mother Nature if she so decides.
Meh.
What do you mean?
Anyway.
There could be a virus that kills off the cows.
But that's not the nature of one
mad
sense.
Cow.
do you think anyone will try to protect the virus that's killing the cows?
I was thinking we should just pass a law against Mother Nature.
Because, you know, the environmentalists love to protect the bunny rabbits and the cows. You know, like,
what about snakes?
What they call charismatic megafauna? But what about the viruses that kill the cows? What about the avian flu? Is anybody trying to protect this thing? Because we are out after it. What about the frickin' plankton? You know, everybody's about saving the whales. The whales are decimating the plankton population.
Well, the first thing, you were talking about laws with the Endangered Species Act, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, I would say that the Endangered Species Act itself is wrong. I assume you guys have seen the Penn & Teller Showtime show on this?
Yes,
No. That was very good. But the one thing is that they already have the power, and hunting restrictions and stuff do deter people that are on the edge. I mean, yeah, poachers are encouraged, but, I mean, the people that are on the edge and aren't quite exactly sure whether they want to do it or not are probably going to say there's a law against it, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
As for your thing about your comparison to the war on drugs, I think there's a slight difference there. First of all, I mean, you can mass produce drugs, but you can't necessarily mass produce animals in the same way.
Can we explore?
Sure, you can.
Hold on.
Yes,
let's explore this a little bit more. David, I want you to hang on, if you would, please. 800-259-5791, because this is an important topic. It's an emotional one. I mean, we're talking about animals here. Most people really like animals. And
I do.
And they do want to protect them. Hell, I love animals, and I want to protect them too. But the best way to protect animals is to let people own them and sell them and breed them. And yes, that means somebody might abuse one or two of them, but that's the price you pay for saving a species. We'll tell you how to do it. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.